To Spain now, a country struggling to emerge from the European debt crisis. This past week, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said his government will not be able to close a huge financial gap in order to meet a new European Union budget treaty. He made the announcement right after the conclusion of an EU summit, where European leaders set strict new rules on debts and deficits. Spain is a country littered with so-called white elephants. These are public infrastructure projects left over from the boom years. Just maintaining all the buildings is actually bankrupting some towns. Lauren Freyer traveled to Spain's most indebted region, Valencia, to check out how local leaders there spent public money and what they have to show for it.
Welcome to Castellón.
Politicians spent $220 million on the sparkling new Castellón airport on Spain's Mediterranean coast. $40 million alone was on marketing, TV ads like that one. They also paid $600,000 for ferrets and falcons to kill birds that endanger aircraft. Thing is, no aircraft are taking off. Construction went over budget, partly to fund a 75-foot statue of a local politician out front. They ran out of money before they could sign deals with airlines. The terminal hasn't seen a single passenger. To reach the empty airport, you first have to take a train, then a bus, then walk along a dirt path through orange groves. They never finished the airport road. And there are already three other airports within an hour or so's drive anyway. Bus driver Luis Garcia does a once-a-day rural route that passes by the empty airport. He himself has never been on a plane. These are small towns. We no longer have much agriculture or industry. An airport could have brought us some life, he says. So the idea was a good one. The thing is, it's got a function, and right now this airport isn't doing anything. For many, this airport is an embarrassing relic from the construction boom, when regional leaders seemed to have more money than they knew what to do with. Juan José Toribio, an economist at IESE Business School, says Spain's system of devolved powers let regions spend, sometimes wantonly.
But they don't have any responsibility on taxing. So central government was in charge of collecting taxes and transferred that to the regional governments, which were free to spend as they liked. So regional politicians didn't feel the pressure of the taxpayers.
Such spending, mixed with local corruption, has bankrupted much of Spain. Even though the airport is not in service, its director still collects a salary higher than Spain's prime minister. The latest revelation is that the runway was built too narrow and needs to be dug up. Jobless locals are angry. And so are EU leaders in Brussels. Spain is still overspending by almost triple what EU rules allow. Toribio, the economist, says the Spanish government is feeling the heat from both sides, from Brussels, but also from its own regions, which are still asking for more money. Sure, the regions went overboard on projects like the Castellón airport, but they also pay for necessities.
They feel the pressure of the European Commission very much, and the pressure of the regional governments. Since regional governments are responsible for expending on, say, health and education, and they know people don't want to have those expenditures cut off.
Back at the empty airport, a cement wall topped with barbed wire keeps job seekers away. It's covered with profane graffiti, though. Airport officials are begging the government for just a few more dollars to redo the runway and lure airlines to land here. So far, no license has been granted, though. Katerina Tobea, who lives nearby and is out of work, says she's not holding her breath.
They would like to see it as a symbol of progress, but I don't think we can talk about progress in this time.
So for now, this empty airport remains an eerie memorial to Spain's better days. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.